Now pay attention, 007.
Shortly before Christmas, actor Desmond Llewellyn was tragically killed in a car accident near his home in East Sussex. He was best known for playing Q in 17 James Bond films over 37 years. He was also a passionate Welshman who had made his home in Old Bexhill for nearly 40 years. Just before his untimely death, Desmond had just finished working on a documentary about his life as Q. This film can now stand as a tribute to a remarkable man who created a unique character in movie history. Desmond Llewellyn had one of the most recognizable faces in the world of cinema.
Is it a jet?
For over 30 years, he played one of film's most enduring characters. He was, of course, better known as Q, the man who gave James Bond his incredible gadgets. Desmond played Q in nearly every Bond film. His last appearance was in Bond 19, The World Is Not Enough. In all the films, Desmond delivered one of the screen's most memorable lines.
Right, now pay attention, 007. First, your new car.
Desmond's first Bond film was From Russia with Love in 1963. 37 years later, in The World Is Not Enough, he had turned the character of Q into a much-loved figure in the world of movies. In fact, he became something of a legend.
It's incredible when sort of people say, you know, you're making cinema history or whatever it is. Well, of course, Bond is cinema history now, so I suppose anybody who's been connected with Bond is sort of part of history.
Desmond's scenes often took no longer than 2 days to film. He was baffled by his success.
I feel this is also frightfully embarrassing, really. I mean, here I'm arriving with a bloody film crew in the sort of the heart of English film world.
In the latest Bond film, The World Is Not Enough, Desmond worked once again with 007 star Pierce Brosnan.
Pay attention, 007. I've always tried...
What did Pierce think about working with Desmond?
Terrible.
No, it's been the best. It's been the best. It's been sheer magic. Sheer
nonsense.
Utter magic, yes.
Really?
James Bond came to life when I met him. Truly, really. I mean, because, you know, I was a boy when I saw my first James Bond movie. It was Goldfinger. And I certainly didn't want to be James Bond or any of the baddies or anything like this, but, you know, the part of Q and Desmond's presence in the film captured my imagination.
Little notion. Thought it might come in handy.
Desmond.
For Desmond, coming back to Pinewood was like coming home. He'd been filming here for over 30 years. Only one person from the Bond team remembered Desmond from these early days, Michael Wilson, the producer.
Although I wasn't working on the films, I was, you know, it's been a family business, and I was a student at the time, and I used to come home on holidays and visit the sets, so I probably met him in From Russia with Love.
We're issuing this to all 00 personnel.
But the cue we see here might have been very different if director Terence Young had had his way.
He sort of thought it'd be a good idea to have me as a Welshman, because when I went to rehearse, he said, how are you going to play this? And I said, well, he's an ordinary civil servant. He said, no, I want you to play him as a Welshman. Well, I said, well, it wouldn't work. I said, all right, Terence, is this what you want? This lovely case of Godiero, just press a button and out comes the knife. And he said, no, no, you're quite right. So I played him as a toffee-nosed Englishman ever since.
Desmond came into the world on the 12th of September, 1914, near Newport in Wales. He and his younger sister were born into a privileged background of nurseries, nannies, and servants. At the age of 9, Desmond was sent away to boarding school. His parents also owned a house by the sea, where Desmond spent happy childhood summer holidays with family and friends. By the time Desmond was in his 20s, his home had become the theatre. What had influenced him to think about a career on the stage?
When I was at school at Radley, I joined the Amateur Dramatic Society there as a scene shifter and building scenery. And actually, we rebuilt the stage in the old gym at Radley. And Dennis Price, who was at school with me and shared a study, said, why don't you come and act? And I got the bug.
This bug led to drama school and the uncertain profession of acting. One of Desmond's first performances in the theatre after leaving drama school was in Bexhill on the Sussex coast.
Delaware Pavilion. Gosh, what memories that brings back. I first came here to the repertory company in 1937. It was a weekly rep, and it was here that I met my wife.
Desmond and Pamela were married in 1938 in London, and in 1957 moved to Battle, where they bought a small house for £4,500. In 1965, Pamela inherited her uncle's house in Bexhill.
There's Linkwell. It was built about 1820. Ah, and there is a portrait of great-uncle Richard, my wife's great-uncle, who built this house. And now a portrait that, well, I suppose I better show you. I don't like showing it. And that actually was painted at Blennerpant. I don't know how old I was. I think it's terrifying, but my sons love it.
His decision to become an actor was eventually to lead to the much-loved film character that we most associate with him, Q.
Morning, Q.
Morning, Governor Seven.
But the real character of Q emerged in 1964 in Goldfinger.
What I was told originally was that early on, Desmond came the first day. And this is Bond folklore on the set.
And at the rehearsal, I'm sitting at a desk working, and Bond came in. And I got up to greet him, you know. And Guy said, no, no, you don't take any notice of him. And I sort of thought, what? This is Bond, you know.
Desmond turned to the director and said, well, how do you want me to play this? And the director explained that everyone loves Bond except for you, because Bond destroys all your equipment.
And of course, it came at the clue. And of course, it worked in beautifully with all the lines.
And that kind of became the hallmark of the character and the relationship, that they kind of love each other, but on the other hand, Bond goes out and destroys everything that Desmond makes.
He is the only one who, you know, oh, for heaven's sake, Bond, be your age and all that sort of thing. Over the years, of course, he's got extremely fond of Bond, but he still doesn't approve of his way of life.
Now, pay attention, please. You see the gear lever here?
In Goldfinger, he gave audiences a memorable line after he explained the ejector seat to Bond.
Whatever you do, don't touch it.
Now, why not?
Because you'll release this section of the roof and engage and fire the passenger ejector seat.
Ejector seat? You're joking.
I never joke about my work, 007.
Ah, Q. How are you?
Most unhappy, 007, thanks to you. How can I be expected to maintain the quality of my work? Sent out here at a moment's notice, no proper facilities.
It's good-natured friction, you know. Oh, 007, you know, don't do that, don't do this. But I never played it for real friction. I played it just for good humor.
Yes, well, you wouldn't have a smaller piece of thread than that, would you? Curious, somebody seems to have stuck a knife in my wallet.
Oh, they missed you. What a pity.
Anything else?
Well, I won't keep you for more than an hour or so, if you give me your undivided attention.
I think he's attempting re-entry, sir.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
That's putting it mildly, 007.
Oh, grow up, 007.
Action, players!
There's so many elements in a Bond movie that people love. People love the opening stunts, they love the opening credits, but I think the one that's loved above all are the scenes between Q and Bond. And I think just for the sheer lunacy of them all, the gadgets.
Filming the scenes in Q's workshop always took time, particularly when special effects were required for the gadgets.
Action.
Even Bond could sometimes jump with fright.
Life.
Putting the scene together required teamwork from everyone on the set under the control of GoldenEye director Martin Campbell. Several takes were needed before the director was sure he'd got what he wanted.
Oh, it's well worth a print. Let's do one more. Okay.
Morning, Q. Sorry about the leg. Skiing?
Hunting.
We actually rigged it so that he missed the target and hit the coffee area behind, which I think they lost a little bit in the film, but that was quite a fun one to do.
Three clicks, arms the four-second fuse, another three disarms.
It was also obvious to everyone on the set that Pierce and Desmond had formed a very special partnership.
This man here is loved, you know, the world over.
You're embarrassing me now.
Yeah, there's a good relationship between Pierce and Desmond, though, probably one of the best relationships between Bond and Q.
If you just sign here, Mr. Bond.
There was chemistry between the two of them immediately. And then you saw that chemistry build in Tomorrow Never Dies.
It's the insurance damage waiver for your beautiful new car.
It's watching Desmond as Q do the slow burn is what I liked so much about it, and what Desmond did so wonderfully.
Will you need collision coverage?
Yes.
Fire?
Probably.
Property destruction?
Definitely.
Personal injury?
I hope not, but accidents do happen.
They frequently do with you.
Did Pierce feel this chemistry between himself and Desmond?
A great fondness and love, I know that, on my behalf, and I've felt it from Desmond as well, but I've always seen kind of the role of Q as Merlin. Merlin and Arthur. Call me nuts, but there you go.
Please try and return some of this equipment. Do please try and return some of this equipment in pristine order. Don't touch that! It's my lunch.
Desmond and I are very good. We know our lines.
I think there definitely is a sort of spark there. I feel rather like a grandfather looking after the grandson in a way, you know.
Last summer, Desmond Llewellyn was at Pinewood Studios to film The World Is Not Enough. His scenes in Q's workshop were an integral part of Bond folklore, and no film was complete without him and his gadgets. On the set, director Michael Apted rehearsed a scene. This was his first Bond film, but he remembered working with Desmond on a children's series 25 years earlier.
We think it was sort of 70, 71. And so our career together has now spanned nearly 30 years, which is a chilling thought. And he was always just very supportive and terrific to have around. So when he was on this and I was on this, it was heaven. Now, Desmond doesn't want to have to handle that much material because he's done enough, I think. So now we've brought in an assistant so we can kind of build a relationship between the two of them.
Desmond had always had trouble learning so much technical dialogue, and a new assistant would share the load.
Well, as I was saying, the very latest in intercepts and countermeasures, titanium armor, a multitasking heads-up display, and six beverage cup holders. All in all, rather stocked.
Don't understand a word. And I was absolutely thrilled yesterday because, as you know, I've got John Cleese as my assistant, and he had to say all the gibberish that I usually have to say. He was describing the car, and he was going mad. I was absolutely thrilled that I hadn't got to say those lines.
His difficulty with technical lines became a great source of fun for the third James Bond, Roger Moore.
I thought, I know, we'll have some new dialogue here. And I'd get off with the script girl and sort of dictate even worse gobbledygook than he had already.
And in my close-ups, he'd be sort of looking at me much as say, you're not going to get this, are you, old boy? And then sometimes he'd put up an idiot board with written on it.
Actually, Desmond is only 23 years of age. He looks a little older because of what we did to him.
It was not just technical lines that Desmond had difficulty with. It was most modern technology as well.
Oh, absolutely hopeless. I wouldn't know a computer if it got up and bit me.
Away from the world of James Bond and high-tech gadgets and computers, Desmond lived a quiet country life in Sussex. He had a passion for gardening, and over the years transformed an overgrown wilderness into a beautiful garden. Much of his time was spent in his large kitchen garden, growing fruit and vegetables, so he and his family could be self-sufficient. He was also a keen local historian and took a great interest in Battle Church in Sussex, which was begun by the Normans in 1115. This was also the church where he regularly worshipped.
I've been coming to this church now for nearly 60 years, and I absolutely love it. I think it is one of the most beautiful churches I know. And this here is the tomb of Sir Anthony Browne, and he was master of the King's Horse in Henry VIII's day.
Such a long association with St. Mary's, it was more than fitting that Desmond's funeral was held here, in his favourite church. After appearing in 17 Bond films, Desmond had special memories of his favourite gadgets, the cars. The most famous one was the Aston Martin from Goldfinger.
That's the one thing they do love in Bond films, and that is car crashes.
Where's my Bentley?
Oh, he's had its day, I'm afraid.
But it's never let me down.
M's orders, 007.
Yeah. We're using this Aston Martin. This is the most fascinating car. It's got all the gadgets in it.
Revolving number plates, naturally. Valid all countries. Now open the top, and inside are your defense mechanism controls. Smoke screen, oil slick, rear bulletproof screen, and left and right front wing machine gun.
So there we really do have a car that can go underwater. You'd have to wear a breathing apparatus and wetsuit, but it does go underwater.
The Lotus submarine from The Spy Who Loved Me was built in America and driven by divers. In the underwater sequence, The submarine car was doubled up with a large-scale model and a studio mock-up. The BMW 750 in Tomorrow Never Dies was crammed with Q's gadgets.
I don't know how many cars they actually wrecked, but quite a few. There are a couple gone out.
Who decided what gadgets would be included?
When I wrote the scene, we knew the car would be remotely driven.
Reduce speed. Pedestrians in roadway.
Of course, the thing's going to have rockets. And I originally thought the rockets would come out of the headlamps. Instead, Chris Corbett was the one who figured out, no, it'll be the sunroof. So it's things like that. It continually evolves.
I always think it's so sad that they didn't have me in the shop. It's the Navy's shop, seeing the car come back, not in pristine order.
But it didn't really matter whether Q's cars could function with all the gadgets fitted. In action, they were magnificent and gave audiences a real thrill.
Understand each other?
Grow up, 007.
Q and his gadgets have given the cinema magical moments and thrilled audiences everywhere. After 17 films over 37 years, Desmond created a unique character who will go on being loved around the world.
I've enjoyed them enormously, and this one in particular.
And I must say, it's wonderful working with him, a fellow Celt, you see.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been so easy with a new Bond to have had a new Q, but thank God they didn't. I don't know why. Nice.
Okay. This is where we cut.
We cut.
Now, pay attention, 007.
Well, I won't keep it for more than an hour or so if you give me your undivided attention.
That's putting it mildly, 007.
I never joke about my work, 007.
How long did you say the fuse was?
Oh, grow up, 007.
Here we are, Desmond's alone. Strikes again. Trying to screw me up. Forget my lines. Tread on my lines, cut my lines. Basically just steal the scene. As it should be. As it should be. Desmond Llewellyn. One of a kind. One day scene. The spine to the whole movie. My hero, Desmond.